Everyone lift your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Let's honor him and let's adore him. Father, we worship you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We magnify your precious, holy, wonderful name because you are God. Thank you, Lord, because known unto you are all your works from the foundation of the world. Thank you for what you are doing in this assembly, and thank you for what you are doing all around the world for every of the assemblies connected from all around the world. Be glorified in the name of Jesus. We ask for the move of your power like never before. Change someone's life. Change someone's story. Change somebody's destiny. Let the seal of preservation fall upon someone in this ember period. And let not one person be a victim of enemy wickedness or enemy agenda in this season. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Go on ahead and give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Worship him, honor him, and adore him. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you in Jesus' precious name. Go on ahead and shake three hands and welcome them to the presence of God, to the preservation service of the month of December. And God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you and we honor you. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. Tonight, we are going to quickly be looking at the preservation power of praise. It's important to understand that it's a month of praise, so the major bulk of service will be centering on praise. The preservation power of praise. It is important to note that praise carries preservation power. In the book of Psalm 32 and in the 7th, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. You will compass me about with songs of deliverance. Our objective tonight is to understand how praise brings about preservation. How praise brings about the preservation of life. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. What will you use to preserve me from trouble? You compass me about with songs of deliverance, and that preserves me from trouble. I speak in the name that is above every name, Jesus the resurrected Lord. Someone's preservation from trouble in this season is confirmed in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of trouble, every agenda of hell, every agenda of the born woman, every agenda of witchcraft covens and witchcraft altars in this season regarding your life is frustrated, is arrested, is nullified, is neutralized in the name of Jesus. Very, very important. We saw in the battle of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 22-23 all the way how the people of God were singing in the midst of battle, and then their destruction was averted as the enemy turned against themselves. We saw in the battle of Jericho in Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20 when the children of Israel praised and they Jericho wall collapsed. We see in Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 when Paul and Silas were in the prison from verse 25 all the way down, and we saw how that the prayer averted destruction, brought them rescue and preservation. The question is, what does praise do to bring about preservation from trouble? A praiseful person, a praising person, a worshiper. What happens to cause his worship to preserve him? Number one, praise keeps the saint in the presence of God. And the presence of God brings preservation. Praise keeps the child of God in the presence of God. And the presence of God brings preservation. I'm sure we know, if you've been here for a very long time, There are passages you will never miss. Enter into his presence is caused with praise. At Psalm 100 and in verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. He says that, thou art holy, Psalm 22 and in verse 3. O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. And then we see in Psalm 89 verse 15, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of your countenance. That is, the presence of God overwhelms people who have the weapon of praise. We see also in 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and in verse 13 and 14, when the priests began to praise and to worship God, all of a sudden the house was filled with the cloud and the glory of the Lord filled the house. That is, God practically steps in where praise and worship is offered. The climate of a praiser is a climate of divine presence. The climate of the worshiper is the climate of divine presence. And then that presence is preservative. Psalm 91 verse 1 to 2, it said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. That presence is a preservative presence. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Psalm 23 and in verse 4 and 5, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And so the equation is very clear. I praise God, and because I praise God, the presence of God is around me. And because the presence of God is around me, I am not afraid of the presence of evil. I am preserved from the presence of evil. I speak to someone here today in the name that is above every name. The presence of God that will be around your life in this month of December will deliver you from every agenda of evil, every agenda of premature death, every agenda of weak, evil arrows, arrows of strange disease. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise keeps us in the presence of God. And the presence of God brings preservation. Number two, praise brings direction. And direction prevents destruction. Praise brings direction. And direction brings preservation. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15. It prevents destruction. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, there was a need for Elisha to hear from God. And he said, bring me now a minstrel. And the minstrel played, and the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And then he said also that, and this is what Elisha in, and the Lord will deliver the Moabites also into your hands. Now, the children of Israel faced two major situations in this battle. They faced the situation of lack of supply. You see, the king of Judah, King Jehoshaphat, said, God has brought these people here to finish them. No water, no water for the animals, no water for the people, no supply. That was problem number one. Problem number two, they were facing very vicious, wicked enemy that will overrun them on the spot. But here comes the climate of worship. The climate of worship, first of all, brought direction. The direction brought provision, that is to bring them preservation. And then the direction brought revelation, that was to guarantee their preservation in the battle. You see, the praise, the climate of praise is the climate of direction, is the climate of revelation. And that direction and that revelation prevents destruction. If you remember the story of David when he was in Keilah in 1 Samuel chapter 21 from verse 1, when he was at the point he was inquiring of God, Lord, shall these people deliver me into the hands of Saul? And he heard clearly, God gave him the direction, and Saul and David was able to save himself from the mischief of Saul and from the connivance of the people of Keilah because he had direction. God praise, the climate of praise is the climate of revelation, is the climate of direction, and direction prevents destruction, and direction prevents preservation. I speak to someone here, that journey that will destroy you, God will give you the revelation that will prevent it in this season. In the name of Jesus, that business partnership and association that will bring your destruction, God will give you deliverance from it in this season. In the name of Jesus, I announce to you today, that person that is not a friend at all, that is an enemy, a devil in disguise, God will give you the revelation of who the person is,
and it will bring you deliverance in this season. You believe that? Shout a loud amen. Shout the loudest amen. Praise brings us direction, and direction keeps us from destruction. Number three, praise causes the enemies to turn their weapons against each other. It causes the enemies to turn their weapons against each other in order to bring deliverance from destruction. It causes the enemy to turn their weapons against each other. That was what happened in the battle of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 22 all the way to verse 23. When as the people of God, Judah, began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. And what did they do? That were come against Judah, and they were smitten. And after that, the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. Tonight, I speak, I prophesy, I announce. As we praise God tonight, as we praise God in this season, every force of hell that is coming against you, they begin to fight each other. Witches will fight witches because of you. Wizards will fight wizards. Demons will fight demons. The forces of hell will fight themselves as we praise God in this season. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. 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 Number four, praise is proof of faith, and faith is a shield against destruction. Praise is proof of faith, and faith is a shield against destruction. The Bible said in Psalm 106 verse 12 that those who believe the Lord sang his praise. They believe his word, so they sang his praise. And then in Romans chapter 4 verse 20, we saw how Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but strength of faith means he gave glory to God. When you are able to praise God in the midst of kidnap, in the midst of all manner of danger and uncertainties in our society, it is proof of faith. It is proof that you have not given up on God. Praise actually says, no matter how bad things are, there is a God on the throne. Praise is proof of faith, and faith is a shield from destruction. In Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 16, the Bible said, Leho separata sakada, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Taking the shield of faith. And the Bible said, the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Beloved brothers and sisters, every time you take up praise, you have taken up a shield. It is the shield of faith. And whenever you have taken the shield of faith up, then the arrows, the missiles of destruction will never locate you. I announce to you today, every arrow from hell, every missile from your father's house looking for you, they will come and backfire to hell in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of destruction, every arrow of disaster will backfire to hell in this season. In the name of Jesus. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Finally, praise is a direct channel of life. That is, praise is a direct injection of life. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And like I said on Sunday, you can say it the other way. Let everything that praise the Lord have breath. Your praise of God causes you to have breath. Psalm 150 verse 6, that was what happened to King Hezekiah. When he was about to be cut short before his time, in Isaiah 38, he said, I said in the cutting off of my days, I am deprived of the balance of my years. The dead cannot praise you. Only the grave cannot celebrate you. It is only the living that can praise you. And as he spoke like that, God sent the prophet Isaiah back to him to add 15 more years to his life. In Psalm 119 verse 175. Okay, now look at that scripture. He said, the living, he shall praise thee. As I do this day, the father to the children shall make known thy truth. And God, the Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing. You see? The dead cannot praise you. The grave cannot celebrate you. He said that earlier on. Now, Psalm 119 verse 175. Psalm 119 verse 175. He said, let my soul live and he shall praise thee. See, me and you, Lord, let's enter a contract. If you will give me life, I will give you praise. If you will give me life, I will give you praise. And so God said, right, take the life. And David said, take the praise. If you will give me life, I will give you praise. Let my soul live, and I will praise you. So, literally, praise is not just an exercise. Praise is a covenant. It's a covenant. A covenant means there is something you do, and there is something God does. And what is it? You do the praise, God does the life. You do the praise, God does the life. Praise God with your voice. Praise God with your life. That takes me to another realm altogether. You do the praise, and God gives the life. Give me praise, I give you life. Give me life, I give you praise. It was a sealed deal, and that happened. In the name of Jesus, every plan of premature death against you and your family and your destiny today, in this week, and in this month of December, it will never succeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. How do you praise God? Many, many, many ways to praise God. Number one, you praise God with your voice. Number two, you praise God with thanksgiving. If you read Psalm 100 all the way from verse 1 to verse 4, you praise God with your voice of singing. You praise God, number two, with your thanksgiving. Just look around you and see what you can be thankful for. You praise God with your voice, number two. You praise God with your thanksgiving, number three. You praise God with your testimony. If God does it, don't keep quiet. Psalm 105, verse 1 and 2, he says, make known his deeds among the people. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. You praise God with your testimony, with what he has done for you. Number four, you praise God with your lifestyle. Live in such a way that people will honor God and not insult God. Live in such a way that people will follow you to church and not run away from church. Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You praise God with your lifestyle. Number five, you praise God with your excellence. We might look at that in detail, maybe one of these Sundays, with your excellence. By being the best at what you do. Not being a mediocre. Not bringing insult. Again, that's Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 16. Not bringing insult and mediocrity to God. You're going to rise and praise the Lord and give him the praise. Stand up on your feet with a loud shout of victory, and let's lift up our hands and lift up our voices and begin to appreciate him, honor him, adore him, worship him, give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration, give him the worship. Blessed be your name. And for tonight, we are going to take nothing less than 10 to 15 minutes of explosive praise before we step into the communion and step into the anointing service. Now, while all that is happening, just check yourself. Your healings will take place. Your deliverance will take place. Your liberty will take place. Your freedom will take place. Thank you, Master. We give you the praise and we give you the honor in Jesus' precious name.
Somebody give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Hey, there is a new song in my heart. Hey. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, everyone, wherever you are watching around the world, you need or surrender to Jesus, and you are here in person, pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen.